You know, sometimes he has some tough duties. Right now is one of them, right? You gonna come in and follow that one, huh? You know, the thing is, and you know, Coach Meyer talks it all about all the time, is it theory or is it testimony? At Ohio State University, it's true testimony. It happens. The leadership training, all the things that go on, the 10-80-10, that's all testimony. That's real. If you want to talk about it, you know, I'm an eye pro, I'm a wing T guy, it doesn't matter. Those are the things you win with, and they're time-tested and they're proven because it is testimony. Chris, if you could come right on up here a little bit, please. I got to tell you, once in a while, you get some very special opportunities in your lifetime. For me, this is certainly one of them. I got an opportunity to recognize one of Ohio's best. He is from Middletown, Ohio. He is a guy that was an all-state football and basketball player. Many said he should have been a basketball player, like his brother. But I'll tell you this. He is a proud Buckeye, and he played the seasons 84, 85, and 86 as a freshman at The Ohio State University. He caught 9 passes for 172 yards in the Rose Bowl for a Rose Bowl record as a freshman. And I can tell you right now, in 1986, he was a consensus All-American. He began his NFL career with the Philadelphia Eagles, and obviously Chris may talk about it, may not, but he had a coach that says all he does is catch touchdowns. They were right, right? They were right. He signed with the Minnesota Vikings in 1990, played 8 consecutive Pro Bowls. He's the Vikings' all-time leader in receptions, receiving yards, and receiving touchdowns. He played briefly for the Miami Dolphins in 2002 before he retired. The cool thing is, in 2013, he was inducted in Canton, Ohio, the NFL Pro Hall of Fame. He's obviously an NFL commentator. He's been on HBO, ESPN. He's been on every NFL countdown. He's on everything you can see. Turn on a sports thing. Chris Carter's there. And I will tell you, one of the guys, when you look at it, and real quick story, when you look at a man that says, I'm going to become who I want to be, and I got to change the lifestyle to get there, he has a testimony that's as strong as any human being I've ever been around. And I'm very proud of what he's accomplished in his life. I'm very proud of what he became. And obviously, regardless of everything else that goes on top of it, not one guy brought more energy, not one guy brought more passion to a practice. And I will tell you this. In 1986, we're getting ready for the Cotton Bowl, which he had 2 phenomenal catches against Texas A&M. I'm in our last position meeting, and I draw up a defensive coverage that does not match the front. Now, I had a lot of other wide receivers in that meeting, but one raised his hand and said, Coach, that front's not right. I looked right at Chris and said, Chris, you're exactly right. I was in a hurry. I didn't flip the front. Here's the front they'll be to match that coverage. That was in 1986, the smartest football player in the 34 years of coaching I've ever been around. Our recipient of the NFL's Ohio's Finest, Chris Carter.
Thank you. Herb, I thought you just had me here working. I didn't know I was actually getting an award or everything. Thank you, Coach Hinton. Am I at a loss for words? No, I just really appreciate my life. And I really appreciate the coaches and the people that made an impact in my life. I think in all the sports, the number one least utilized skill or the thing that gets the least amount of recognition in all sports at every level is coaching. People are so used to watching the highlights, people are so used to watching the athlete that along the way, there's a thing in an athlete's life, it's called the process. You can't speed that process up. Players will slow it down, but it's a process that must take place. And that's how you develop young athletes. So as high school coaches, I have the utmost respect for you. I volunteer as a high school coach, have 9 out of the last 10 years. Have the utmost respect for what you do. And I don't know where my life would be if it wasn't for my high school coach. High school sports are tremendous challenges as far as dealing with young people, recruiting, and all the other things that go along with it. But I want to encourage you, because some of your programs are going to have kids in them like me. Not necessarily the athlete. But when Urban described the makeup of a team being 10, 80, and 10, and I sat over there and reflected with some of my teammates, and I'm not proud of this, but I was one of the best teammates, but also I was one of the worst, because I went between the 10, the elite, the 80, and then the 10 at the bottom. That was not a coach's fault, and I didn't even realize that until Urban began to talk about it. So my high school coach is here. Well, I got two high school coaches here. Coach Warren, Brian Warren. Brian, stand up. Now, Brian came to Middletown with a guy we call Buckeye Bill, Bill Conley, and then my head high school coach. And besides my brother, Butch, like, he had the greatest influence on my life. Because he sat me down and taught me and told me the hard things. And he helped guide me to Ohio State. Because I was going to make a mistake and I was going to try to play basketball. I was going to try to go somewhere else and play football and basketball. Just out of resentment for my brother who was in the pros and trying to get out of my brother's shadow. Coach Bill Conley. Bill, stand up. Now, he helped me decide that the Ohio State was the place for me. Now, Buckeye Bill, he got that name Buckeye Bill for a reason. He loves the Buckeyes. But the things he challenged me to on and off the field, as far as my overall character, my athletic character, and that's what I want to deal with you today. Because as coaches, we ask these kids, we challenge them to do different things. But I challenge you coaches, let me know what you've done this offseason to make yourself a better coach. Let me know what you've done since the end of the season that would make your voice applicable to a young person's ear. Because for some of you coaches, you take coaching for granted, but we need you. Who is we? People like myself, like Coach Conley, like Coach Warren, like Coach Meyer, we need you. Because we need you to instill football character into these young men. Not so they can play for Ohio State, not so they can play Division I, that's another story. Because we have a lack of developing young men in America. And that's one thing that football, it really did for me. And it did it for my buddies. It taught us how to grow up. It taught us how to be tough. It taught us how to be with your teammates, how to sacrifice, how to buy in. So your job is very, very critical right now. As you watch the news and you see what young men are doing to each other around the world, the role of a high school coach is so, so critical in a young man's overall development. So the most underrated skill, most underrated recognition I see right now in sports is giving credit to high school coaches. Now everyone knows Steve Kerr, he's coaching Steph Curry. But I tell you, there's 100 Steph Currys. They're dribbling the ball right now, they're shooting, and they're hoping their dreams come true. Now along my journey in life, I met people. like Bill Connolly, who told me my dream wasn't big enough for me. You need to have a bigger dream, Chris. That's when I started changing my goals. And at that time in 1983, 82, there was no All-American wide receiver at Ohio State. So when I decided to come to Ohio State, that was my first goal. I'm going to Ohio State, and they have a place that they plant a tree in Ohio State, if you are an All-American. And I made a pact with myself when I drove into the city limits, when I leave Columbus, I want to have a tree in Buckeye Grove. And the only reason why I did that was because my high school coach, he had the nerves and the gall to challenge me beside what I believed in. When he took over the high school program, I told him I was playing basketball, I was probably going to go to Louisville, and I was just playing football just to stay in shape. And he didn't like too kindly to that. So it took him about a year, maybe a year and a half, to convince me that football was my ultimate goal. Now, I know most of you are high school coaches. I'm just going to tell you a little bit about my resume. I'm 50 years old. I've never had a job. I've never filled out a job application. I've never done anything besides football. So this thing that you call a game, this thing that you call maybe a job, maybe full-time, maybe part-time, for me, it's everything. People say, well, don't put all your eggs in one basket. Well, I don't necessarily believe that to be true. I went 3 years at Ohio State. I played 16 years in the National Football League. This is my 14th year retired from the National Football League. And I still have never worked a real job in my life. Everything's been football, play football, talk about football, teach football. So I don't know where that stands in your life, but for me, football is really, really important. I could tell my mom, she had 7 kids before she was 27. She went on to get her master's degree at 50. She's living in a house in Atlanta. She's 74 years old and she's not working. You call her right now and ask her, is football important to her? You ask all my other siblings. You ask the coaches that I've been involved with, the ex-teammates I've been involved with. Football was very, very important to them, and it changed my life. So never forget the importance of the role that you play, not only in the football chain, but in society as far as developing young men. There's a reason why football is the number one sport in America. It's because of guys like you teaching guys like me. That's why we've surpassed basketball and baseball as the American pastime. Why? Because of guys like you teaching guys like me. And regardless of where that kid might be on your roster, if he's in the top 10, he might be elite. But please don't give up on him. Because that's one thing my coach never did. Regardless of what I got into, regardless of bad decisions that I made, my high school coach, my college coach in Urban, they never gave up on me. And they continued to believe in me long after I left Ohio State. Long after I left the National Football League, because football is very, very important to them. It's changed my life. My life will never, ever be the same. I love the game. I love the ugly parts about the game. I love the practicing. I love the watching the film. I love doing the things that the other guy won't do. So people say, well, Chris, what's the thing that sets you apart from other guys? I'll do what the other guy won't do. And I will hurt you over football. Terry White, John Woolridge, my teammates at Ohio State, and me and Terry had many a battles. Terry was trying to hurt me. I wasn't trying to hurt him. I was just trying to make him look bad, but he was always trying to hurt me. But we sit out here and we talk about something that happened over 30 years ago. And the reason why we come back to the Ohio State is because we got ownership in the program. We put that helmet on. We went out there on the field. We felt like we helped build this place. Because when we was here, it wasn't like this. And we're so very, very proud to say that we're Buckeyes. We're so very proud to say that our team is coached by Urban Meyer. For Urban and all the other coaches out there doing what we call a thankless job, me and the other former Buckeyes, we applaud you and take our hat off to you because you have taken this program to a different level. I coach football in Florida. They say they have the best athletes. I say, yeah, you might. But in Ohio, you know what we have? We got the best coaching. And we got a thing in Ohio that starts with a P. And it's called a passion for the game. And if you ask anyone else what separates Chris Carter from anything else, it's not my hands, it's not my jumping ability, it's my passion for football. I'm so glad I played football. And I'm so glad I played at the Ohio State. Because here in Ohio, football means something. And as you as high school coaches, man, I encourage you. Go out there and develop the top 10 part of your roster. Please don't forget about the 80% because they're critical. But man, don't forget about the bottom 10% because there might be a kid in there who might be named Chris Carter. His name will be something different, but he might turn out to be like Chris Carter. And it's your obligation as a coach to get the very best out of every kid and continuing development of young people because that's what football does. I always say it, I'm from Ohio, man. Buckeye born and bred. Grew up in a housing project about 90 miles away. Very proud of everything about Ohio. If I could do it all over again, I see my man up here with purple on with the Vikings. I got my high school coaches here. If I could do it all over again, I would give it all up to play one more game for the Buckeyes in Ohio Stadium. Coaches, I encourage you in your work today, don't forget the critical part you play in development of young men. Urban needs it. Coach Conley needs it. And I need it. Young men, they don't think they need it, but they need it. Don't give up on them, man. Don't quit on them. We as coaches need you as coaches. Evaluate yourself. What did you do this offseason to get better? I coached a couple international players. I coached a wide receiver from France who never really played football. 6'4", signed with the Giants, a 2-year contract. He's at least gonna be on the practice squad. I got another kid from Germany, phenomenal workout. He's supposed to be the 6'4 version of Randy Moss. So what did I do this offseason? Oh, I got better. And Urban will tell you, I call him all the time and ask him, are you getting better today? High school coaches, I encourage you in your profession. It's a thankless job. Keep it up, we need you. For the staff at Ohio State, Coach Hinton, thank you for the recognition. You guys didn't have to do this. I was gonna come here anyway. You didn't have to do this, but I'm gonna give this to my high school coach. Because he told me one day, son, you got a better chance to be Lynn Swann than you do Isaiah Thomas. So thank God for Bill Conley. I appreciate it. Enjoy your day, Ohio State Buckeyes.
Wow, huh? Wow, you talk about tough acts to follow. Wow. Chris Carter, we appreciate it very, very much. We got a great